We are on. That is Ernie Bell with Hell Hole. And before then was Liz Baker with Love Levitates on RDU Bereke. And I'm Ben and you're Wolfie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming to the studio. I'm all right. I'm all right. How are you?
It's all right. I'm sleep deprived, but I'm all right.
I'm sure. Yes. 19 a.m. It's tough sometimes to peel yourself out of bed. But yes, thank you for coming on in. Of course, we're chatting about, I mean, where do we start? 2017 was the last time you were here. So how has RDU changed since? Maybe that'll be a fun place to start. Yeah.
Well, this room currently, I think you have a different wallpaper on the computer. That's possibly it.
Yes.
You've got more boxes around in this complex.
Yes. The box corner has become very, very boxy, I tell you.
It has.
We're, of course, here chatting about your new releases. And just, I mean, how has your tunes changed? How has your music journey changed since 2017? That's a long time ago.
Oh, I know. Can I think back then? Yes. I would say just more experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2017, I just, a couple of years out of jazz school, just started to get into electronic production. So I was still learning a lot, still hating everything I made.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finding what it is. I would say the weirdest thing is that I'm still trying to find like my sound for electronic. But I've worked with lots of people since then, which has been great. So on their music and some collaboration with mine. So I'd say more than anything, what's changed the most is my music production.
Awesome. Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, it's jazz school and then you've moved into electronic. How did that genre shift come about? What inspired all this?
Pretty much it was like having a midlife crisis with music. I'd just gone on like a, I guess, long hiatus with my rock band that I had at the time. And I'd grown up on a healthy diet of heavy metal and electronic.
Delicious.
So it was the area that I'd always wanted to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of started piquing my interest in jazz school when we got to do some production.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, man, I really want to be able to do this myself. And I'd like had a year where I hadn't touched my guitar, which has always been my instrument.
Mm.
Just sort of had a big deflation.
Yeah, a detox.
Yeah, yeah, detox. So the next step was to, in order to keep doing music, was like, well, now's the best time to start. And yeah, pretty much like that. I was like, I've always wanted to, if I could, transition like rock into electronic or something maybe take my songwriting to that as well. So that was kind of the transition. Yeah.
Hell yeah. What was the catalyst after that year hiatus? I look at the guitar that collects dust in the corner of my room thinking, when will I finally pick it up? So yeah, what got you going? What was the ball roller?
To get the guitar going again or the electronic?
Yeah, well, I mean both really.
Having a break first,
to
be honest. And I haven't lived up to my own advice very well because I do burn out still. But I think it was something where I'd done 5 or 6 years of just intense guitar, always playing it, never touching anything else. And then I was like, well, if I start to understand how my brain works, I pretty much have to let myself wean through these little get away from me moments.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So playing electronic, then it was like, okay, I'm understanding production a little bit more. I'm excited to actually now pick up my guitar and put it in there.
Mm.
So it was more of the hope and aspiration to combine guitar with electronic.
Yeah, and rock as well. I love the way you're blending all of these genres. And I mean, that must, I feel like everyone's going through like a music journey, right? I have said this maybe every single day on the show this week, that genre does not exist. So if you had to describe your sound, even though you said at the top you're still trying to find it, where would you place yourself?
Ooh. I always struggle with genres because I would say that it's commercial, but kind of like at the moment it's like trancey or I'd say electronica, which could mean it's almost like taking my songwriting, which is either kind of rock format or folk format, and just putting big loud synths on top of it. But it's not house or trance in terms of the beat, so that's where I'd probably like to get to. But at the moment I'd say more like electronica, chill.
Nice.
with a couple of up-tempos.
Yes, hey, got to spice them in there, you know. Yeah, on the odd occasion, can't be sad all the time. So, yes, Love Won't Run Away, that fantastic track with Levita. So tell me, how did that all come about?
Well, it's actually quite an old song, and the beauty of taking something down and re-releasing it is no one remembered it existed, so it was perfect.
Beautiful. And you mentioned collaboration as well. So what was it like working with her, and how did that process come to fruition?
It was really cool. That song's one of the few, and actually I think it made me think about more of my future songs. Mm. It was one of the few that I had written and sung and then was like, this does not suit a male vocal at all. And Levita, we actually did a tour together at the end of last year. We were in a tribute show. We were playing as ABBA.
Nice.
Would you believe it? I was Bjorn.
What a voyage. Amazing.
First time I've worn flares.
Oh, get it going.
I know, man. It was an experience. So she was also in the ABBA group, mm-hmm. and was singing, and then I was playing and doing backing vocals. So that was pretty much like the perfect way to see someone audition without having to audition them, because you just kind of want to be mates and be able to work together and stuff as well. But then she moved here to Christchurch, and I wanted her to do music on my song, but I was like, what song? So this one was perfect. And so bringing her in, we actually recorded them way back in January.
Wow.
It's taken a while to get our stuff together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was really nice just being able to go, here's the melody that's already there, but I want you to do your spin on it.
Nice. And, yeah.
You know, it seems like the cliche thing that is said everywhere about collaboration and how good it is, but it doesn't always work well.
Yep.
So the fact that it did work well with Levita has been great. And she put her own spin on it, and her voice was perfect for it, I thought.
Oh, when it all comes together, it's chef's kiss, right? Exactly. I have to mention this rooftop performance, because it lives rent-free in my mind. I can honestly, like, I'm listening to it right now. So tell me about the day, because you said it was rained on before we started this interview, and
Well, where do we begin?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So it was on top of Pink Lady rooftop,
yep.
and I arrived in the morning with all my gear. So big guitar amp, guitar, synth, back, mixing thing and everything, even little fake plants. then the manager was like, oh, by the way, the elevator's down, but it'll be like 10 minutes. So 2.5 hours later, the elevator hadn't been fixed. So I then proceeded to 7 flights of stairs, or 8 including the rooftop, to carry everything individually, because the stairs were so skinny. So my amp's like 35 to 40 kilo as well. So by the end of that, I was absolutely shattered. Then we get up there, and it turns out that the owner of the building had scheduled tradies to go up there to fix all the doors to the balconies. So which we weren't aware of. And I'd booked this day months in advance as well. So that was kind of hilarious. In the middle of trying to record, just having like a welder or a grinder on the metal frames, just like right next to us, disturbing everything. And then we had to wait for them to put a door on, and that took ages because they kept screwing it up. And then as we got to the last take, which actually became the video, it started to piss down and rain at the very end. So I was like, man.
Wow, one thing after the other.
I know.
Damn.
But I thought it was remarkable that the only thing that didn't go wrong was actually just recording it all. Getting it in.
Yeah.
Like, the actual performance of it, all the instruments and tech worked great. But, yeah, a bit weird and exhausting having everything go wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure. Wow. And then the end product is still fantastic. So I had no idea. Good. There you go. What is the meaning behind the track, and how has the meaning changed considering it's been, 5 years?
It was kind of and let's call it the Wolfie burnout period. Pre-Wolfie.
An era.
Yeah. It was actually me looking at what I'd written over the last few years before that in my rock band. And I think, obviously being a lot younger as well, I'd focused on writing fantasy lyrics. So things about werewolves and vampires.
Nice.
As boys in rock do.
Yeah, as you do. Yeah. No doubt.
And I was like, well, I want to get a bit more personal. And I have always been quite a over-imaginative person or overthinker. So I imagine a lot of scenarios. So I started trying to write things that I hadn't quite experienced yet. So this was kind of like, well, what would it look like to be, I guess, actually in love with someone where they kind of just become your second half, your yang, as opposed to crushing on someone or just being into them. It's kind of like, okay, we completely sort of sync up. That, I didn't like the title of the song for a while, but I was like, it's fine. It'll describe the song. It was kind of just about saying, no, I won't actually run away from this one and be like, oh, are they right? Are they good? This one feels like I should follow up and pursue this person, sort of thing.
Because I was like, at first, aren't you a little young to elope? wow, what a long list of life experiences you've got on your, under your belt, you know? Just wow. So, yeah.
Soon. I need to elope soon once the borders open.
Setting goals, right? So do you think that future tracks from you will be, the lyrics will be more to your life?
Definitely. And actually, the EP I released before this single was like a massive diary of my life, essentially. So that was a lot about mental health and intensity behind how you can kind of be feeling like you're left in the gutter versus being top of the world. So I really rate writing your own, I mean, there's no rules, but being able to write from your own experience, just when you think you've kind of got nothing going on, there's always something more to write about. I think it's hard for me to write something personal if it's only happened to someone else. So I can kind of imagine something and write about it, but only how I would imagine it, if that makes sense.
Of course.
So you could do a story where it's got nothing to do with you, which is another world to write in, or completely about myself.
Yeah.
And I guess that makes it translate better into the electronic stuff.
That's fascinating hearing your process because, of course, even writing fantasy, it's from your own perspective. And so it'll have to be embedded in your own life in some way, right? So that's so cool to hear. I have to ask who some people that you want to collaborate with are. Let's start a manifestation.
When? How far in the world do we go?
Oh, all over the shop. But hey, we'll start local, right?
Okay.
No, go ahead. Take the reins then.
No, it's cool. I've been a little, lately I've been a little bit out of touch with all of the sort of newcomers into the industry, I would say. So I've been lucky enough to work with a bunch of artists this year whose music hasn't come out yet, which is amazing. But in future, I'd love to do a song with my friend Julius Black because his stuff is so cool.
Do You Still Dream was in my like top five on repeat. I love that track. Yeah. So good.
Just his approach to songwriting is very different to mine, and so that's quite a nice cleansing palette for my ears. Yeah.
So good.
In terms of Christchurch artists, it's kind of hard at the moment because I've worked with a couple of them already, which has been great.
Ah, exciting.
Yeah. We're actually working on a Lovetta EP, so
wow.
For her to have her own
body of work. Good.
So I'm excited for that because she's got a voice that I've wanted everyone to hear.
Yes. Shout it from the rooftops, right?
I know. Not that she needs me to show everyone.
No.
But if I can help manifest her original music dreams.
Yes. Hey, we're lighting candles, you know, we've got it going. There's a rite, like I'm chanting something. Yes, it's all going to happen. So what do you think the future will hold for you, Wolfie?
That's a good question. Well, if I could call it a day job, quotation marks for people listening, I'd love to have my own studio, proper recording studio, where I could do that as a 9-to-5 as such. Because apart from my own music, I get a lot of joy out of helping people see their dreams become reality. Especially because when I was a teenager, I didn't really have a lot of people help me with my music. So to be able to do that to someone else would be awesome.
Yeah.
But obviously the dream, I love performing. That's where I feel most at home and haven't been able to gig much.
COVID.
So I would like the big plan would be able to just go overseas with it as well and tour and maybe actually get some festivals here for Wolfie.
Yes.
That's been an interesting slog.
Oh, I bet. Hey, festival season is slowly approaching and I'm just itching to see some live music and dance again, I tell you.
Totally. Well, that's something that the future is what I want to focus on more. So, you know, with 2 years of lockdowns that have happened, I've hidden in my room and written and done all that. So now I'm like, I'd actually love people to see what the live show can be.
Mm, I feel like so many artists have been in musical hibernation and now they're ready to just burst with all their new releases. So I'm so, so excited because, hey, after a plague comes a renaissance and I'm excited for all the art.
That's a very good way to put it. And it kind of happens every couple of years, but now COVID's made it extra quick, I think.
Yeah, for real.
Like, there'll be so many that will be sick of music.
It's just going to be five people coming on the show every single day. I'm so excited for the revolving door. But yes, thank you so much again, Wilfie, for coming into studio. Where can people find all your tunes and all that good stuff?
So if you wanted to find everything in one place, you could go to my Instagram, which is just Wilfie Music. Otherwise, Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere, Amazon, Tidal. And then
streaming places.
Yeah, streaming places. YouTube.
Mm.
That's where you find a music video. And the previous EP, I did a whole performance with my band in the studio. So there's like six songs of videos of that too. So lots of content.
Exciting, yes. Mm. Well, thank you so much again for coming into studio and just for being here, your presence, all that good stuff. And I can only wish you the best for the future of your tunes. So thank you very much. And that's actually the end of the show. So bye, everyone. Peace and love. I'll catch you tomorrow. We talked for so long, I tell you.